This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, everybody. I am Glenda Geek in Ocala, Florida.
And I'm Jamie Jennings in Norman, Oklahoma, and you're listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 11th, episode 2095, brought to you today by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Glenn, I want you to think real hard about the last bad day you had. What was the do you remember the last bad day you had?
Well, I was kind of limey earlier in the week, so I had a couple of them.
Okay.
But that was illness related.
Well, I'm going to put that
to
rest.
Does that count?
No. Because what's happening at my house right now is just construction. The barn's being built. And yesterday we had the Oklahoma Electric Company come out because they needed to draw some lines and put some wires. Oh, there's low-hanging wires above my house. And I'm like, I need those to not be there because I don't know. I don't want it to fall on my house in like a windstorm and get electrocuted. So we've requested that they bury those underground. And there's something that like they can like shoot it underground without having to trench. So we're like, yes, that would be great. So this guy's out there and they're in the pasture and they're trenching like basically towards our house. And I go out to feed hay, and he goes, "Damn, I'm real sorry." And I was like, I knew Chad had been out there talking to him. I was like, "Oh, it's okay. His truck was in the way. Like, I'm trying to weave around his truck," and he's just like, "I'm real sorry." And I was like, "That's okay, fine. I'm just trying to stand your way." Blah blah blah. Go around, and then I smell something. What is that? Why is that? Oh, what is that smell? Apparently, he was real sorry because he punctured our septic tank.
Oh, that's fun.
Our sewer right now and septic tank is exposed. And there's like water and septic that's not ours because we've only lived here a little while. And who Lord knows how long this thing's been sitting there buried underground. And it's bubbling to the top. Into the ground, the hole.
You know, if it's like any consolation, when we lived in Pennsylvania, they used to empty the septic tanks and spread them on the fields as fertilizer immediately from the truck.
I'm sorry.
It's good fertilizer. I'm just trying to help out here. A little smelly at your house right now.
So here's the fun part is that is directly between my hay barn and the pasture. So now I had to feed this morning and now it's raining.
Is it getting mushy? Oh, no, it's raining.
And I had to steer around the poop hole.
And every time you flush the toilet, you know, it's going directly into your pasture.
Oh, I can't flush the toilet now. We cannot shower. We cannot flush. We can do nothing. Nothing at our house right now. So
well, I would say go out to the barn and pee in the stall, but you can't even do that. You don't have a barn yet.
I don't have a barn yet. It's not quite done. I have concrete, but anyway. So I just wanted to let those of you listen.
Does the electric company pay for the new septic tank?
This is all up in the air right now. This is all up in the air. This is all like he did this like when it was getting dark last night. And he's like, I'll go be out tomorrow. So, and he's not there yet. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how fun this is going to be. Yay!
Welcome to home ownership, which is why we don't.
It was my fault because I'm the one who didn't want to get electrocuted by low-hanging wires. What was I thinking? Anyway, Jennifer,
are they charging
you,
by the way, to bury those wires? Just out of curiosity, because usually when you make a request like that, they charge you because, you know, the wires were fine.
No, so they're not charging us because they're putting in a new transformer because we're eventually going to have another house. So they're considering it like extra revenue. So they're extra service. So they're not charging us for that. Now they're going to charge us for some other little.
That's okay. You only got a $6,000 septic system to replace now. So
yeah, that's fun. I'm not laughing at you. Those of you having a bad day, I just wanted to make it.
Okay, yours is worse. Stinky septic boiling up to the horse pasture is really, you win.
Just inside the fence. Zeus would be like, let's take a swim, y'all.
Zeus is going to be rolling in it.
Oh, God. Okay, Jennifer, are you there? What's on today's show?
I am here, and all I can think of is the scene in the opening of the Beverly Hillbillies where he shoots the side of the hill at a critter. And the bubbling, ooze coming.
I wish it was that.
Yeah, yours isn't worth as much.
Black gold, Texas.
Oh, there we go. On today's Kentucky Performance Products Freestyle Friday edition, we're going to get the lowdown on the NATRC's new division for riders and or horses who want to slow it down. Thanks, Alice Perryman. You might remember her from the NATRC shows. And then Melissa Grimes is going to tell us about a cool event coming up here in Florida. How about that? For Rocky Mountain horses. There aren't a lot of competitions for them out there, so this is kind of exciting. And to wrap it up in a not-so-neat bow, really bad ad sets the bar so low, even a Western Pleasure champion could jog over it. So stay tuned for the ride, folks.
Okay, my Daily Winnie is one of these. Just not used to horse show humor so early in the morning.
Oh, my God. That was really funny, Jennifer. I just laughed out loud.
I was trying not to comment. Happy
so
birthday.
Even a Western Pleasure can trot over it.
And I didn't know whether to laugh or let it go.
I laughed, but my mic was turned off. So, just so you know, too, we also, keeping the bar under the Western Pleasure division, we're going to have things I heard in Oklahoma coming up too. And oh my God, you can't miss this. You can't make it up. You can't miss it. You can't miss it.
Well, happy birthday to some of our auditors, Lynn Popa and Kathy White and Lorene Barden. Lorene, you hear all the time reading ads here on Fridays. So happy birthday to all of them. Lynn, of course, was a Horse Lovers Cruise girl. I think she rode on the beach with you, didn't she, Jennifer, when you were one of the islands down there? And then host of Reese Koffler Stanfield. It's her birthday, too, host of the Dressage Radio Show. So happy birthday to all of them.
Just so you know, I am in a mood, and some just because of what's she happening is in my life. So I got to give my Daily Winnie to my husband, Chad. It's been, you know,
because he hasn't. You're giving it to him because he hasn't filed for divorce yet.
Well, yeah, especially after what happened last night. You know, we have these horse husbands, and it's just like we just push them, just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. So last night, he's laying in bed, and he feels something under his back. He's like, what is that? And I'm laying there watching TV. What is that? And he pulls something out of the bed and he holds it up and he goes, oh my God, what is that? I'm like, you're going to want to hand me that right now. Okay. I'll take that. Thank you. That, my friends, is a horse hoof the farrier trimmed off that apparently Tank brought into my bed and put under the covers. Why couldn't Tank put that on my side of the bed? No, he had to put it under Chad's side of the bed. So my husband finds a dead dog chewed hoof under his back in our bed. I got to give it to him. He stayed. He pushed through. I'm still married.
Man, why do dogs like them so much? They just love those things.
And they're just like, and I mean, you know, it was like trimmed off 3 days ago. It was laying in the yard. He found it. He's been gnawing
on it. To be honest,
I
would have made you get your ass out of bed and change the sheets. I would have had to do it.
They were brand new sheets. Like, they're brand new. I just changed them.
You would have been changing them again. Yes, we do deserve an award, though. We really do, for tolerating All of you.
God bless you. There's just no excuse for it. There's just no excuse for that. Why, dog? And then why is he got to get in the bed? You know, with the hook. So that means he was like, no.
Again, you would have been changing the sheets. I would have helped you, but the sheets would have been changed. all right. It is time for our new segment on Fridays. And that's a little bit of celebrity news, celebrities and horses. Selena Gomez apparently rides for fun. There was some Instagram pics of her riding with a couple of her friends. She is reported to say, I think horses are the most beautiful of creatures. And as a side note, she was not wearing a helmet, and neither was any of her friends.
She's too pretty
to wear a helmet. That would get helmet hair. It'd be a mess. In continuing Stormy Daniels news,
which, by the way, when we talk about Stormy Daniels, it was brought to our attention on Wednesday that Stormy Daniels is an eventer. Yes. She is a 3-day eventer, and I did not know that. And maybe because, go ahead and tell us the story.
Well, yeah, and the auditors really picked up on that, I noticed the other day. In Stormy Daniels news, she is farm shopping in Chester County, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia in horse country. Daniels not only rides in West Grove area in the summer, but she also boards some of her horses nearby. And oh, by the way, she rides under the name of Stormy Crane. Apparently, Stormy Daniels is just her stripper name.
I mean, you've got to, that's really keeping on the DL.
How do you keep track of all your names? Does she have a different name for like when she goes to town, you know, to the movies?
Good for her for spending her money on horses, though. I mean, come on. Yes. I worked with a guy at the sports talk station whose wife was a stripper, and I was like, dude, come on. How do you deal with that? Your wife is a stripper. He's like, you know how I deal with it? When she brings home $800 cash every night.
Every night, yeah. declares $25. Yeah, exactly. You've all seen the, we saw the movie Mary, Queen of Scots the other night, and there were a ton of horses in it, by the way. Jamie, guess what breed they pretty much all were?
Frisians or Andalusians.
Yep, that's correct. Does the same guy in Britain rent out all the Frisians in the country and they're all used for movies?
I'm doing something wrong, Glenn. Should have invested in Frisians many years ago.
Put a quarter, put something in there other than the Frisians. They all ride Frisians.
I'm so excited when I see a chestnut in a movie. I'm like, yes!
There was a gated horse of some sort, but it was still black. But there was a gated horse of some sort, and Jennifer's like, look, not a Frisian. Now, the Queen Elizabeth, was riding a very white Andalusian of some sort.
Yeah.
Yes. But now, Saoirse Ronan played Mary, Queen of Scots. And I found an interview. I want to play a little clip for you because this is what she had to say about her horse experience in the movie Mary, Queen of Scots.
I got to learn how to ride a horse for Mary, Queen of Scots. And my horse is also Wonder Woman's horse. He is the biggest diva I've ever met in my life. His name's Prince. And Prince doesn't do anything for anyone, especially me. So I'd be on the horse and I'd be like, come on, Prince, let's go. And I'm trying to be all sort of queen-like. And he'd just look at me and he'd go, I'm not ready to go yet. He'd go from being like really, really cocky to getting really nervous. And he did this thing before we would go into a take if he was feeling a bit anxious about it, where he'd cough. So Prince had this like nervous cough that you'd hear right before we do a take. So they'd be like, okay, and rolling. And it would be my horse.
Oh my God.
She's the sweetest thing. But so she used Wonder Woman's horse. And you remember Wonder Woman's horse from the movie? Again, the same Frisians are used everywhere. So, yeah, she had to learn to ride. And one of the things we noticed, there's a lot of riding scenes in this movie. You know, it's Queen Elizabeth and Mary, Queen of Scots. It's the time for riding. And when Mary, Queen of Scots, when Saoirse was on the horse, she was always moving around her co-hosts or stars there, around all of her people. She was, and I first thought, wow, she's doing really well at making it look like she's the queen and she's in charge. And she's, no, she couldn't keep the horse to stand still is what the problem was.
That's funny.
Well, you've all seen the amazing picture of the Shire horse jumping a jump with the mounted archer on the back. That was
And she's, is that the one where she's facing
backwards and
backwards?
Shooting?
That is going
to
be me.
She has like the bright red pants on and stuff. Well, the Chronicle, the horse, got to the bottom of it. It's owned by Robin Chapman, a 5-year-old 17-3 hand black gelding named Darkmoor Jackson Shire, and this is out of Australia. Riding Jack was Adriana Della Franca. Adriana Della Franca. A skilled horse archer who has a long list of titles to her name, including 3-time Australian National Championship, 5-time Western Australian National Champion, and 3-time World Horse Archery Federation World Championship gold medalist.
And super skinny thigh lady, because she looks amazing, and her legs are like, when you press your legs up against horses and make your thighs spread, she had no thigh spread.
No. And it's going to take you a long time to reach her level. The photo was taken at Chapman's Farm, Bellevue Shire Horse Stud in Tarampa, Queensland, Australia, looking west toward Toowoomba. I just wanted to do the story to say all those names, which is on the edge of the Great Dividing Range. The farm is about an hour from Brisbane. Apparently, Jack was prepping for a ridden show, and it was only his 4th time jumping when that photo was taken. They just did it for fun. So,
cool.
There you go.
That's a life. Those are life goals right there.
They are. And that is the end of Celebrities with Horses in the News. All right. Let's get our first guest on the line. She was on this show for many, many years. Alice is her name. And let's see if I can find her, if I can spell her name right.
A-L-
All right, let's get Alice on the phone. Of course, everybody remembers her. Oh, I did it wrong. There's new Skype.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we all had to update our Skype, and it's really, really hurting Glenn's feelings.
It is. It's so different. Like, I can't even find... I hate to do this to everybody, but I... Oh, there we go. All right, let's try it this way. Oh, my God. You know how even using Skype over the number of years develops muscle memory, so you do it without thinking about it because we've done it so much?
Just but focus.
I am. I'm trying to get her on the line right now. I'm doing my best here, people. Change is not easy. Let's see here. It should be calling right now. See if Alice joins us. She, of course, joined us for the NATRC episode here. Alice, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Alice. Welcome back to the show.
Hello.
Hello.
So, Alice.
I realized.
There we go. Oh, now we can hear you. That's much better.
That's much better.
Yes, much better. So, Alice is back. NATRC did show for many, many years here on Horses in the Morning. And a lot of our listeners ride in NATRC shows around the country. I don't think we need to go over what NATRC is. We've talked about it a few times here on the show. If you don't know, go to YouTube and look it up. But there's something new with NATRC, which is why you're on this morning. So, tell us about it.
Yes, we are very pleased to announce a new division. We're calling it the Leisure Division. It is a one day, which in NATRC terms, when people look at the competitions, it's called a B ride, which is a one day ride. The distance will be only 8 to 12 miles. So for folks who felt like jumping in at 15 to 20 miles was just more than they could conceive, it's going to be 8 to 12 miles. The pace is going to be 3 to 4.5 miles per hour, which 3 miles an hour is pretty much a walk. And I would guess, at least I know in Region 4, we typically time the rides at 4 miles an hour or slightly slower, which people, when they're walking for exercise, will often aim for 4 miles an hour as a pace anyway. So that gives you an idea of what your speed would be. There'll be one pulse and respiration stop. There'll be up to 5 judged observations or obstacles, but typically it'll be 2 or 3 stops along the trail. You can check in the morning of the ride and check out the afternoon of the ride.
Oh, so I don't have to camp?
You do not have to camp.
Yay! In. That's good news.
Yes. I knew that would make you very happy.
Yeah,
you do not have to camp.
Everybody knows I love camping. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I thought Jen had a new trailer now to make it more comfortable.
Yeah, but no. See, the trailer doesn't have a living quarters.
For me,
she camps in the back.
Oh.
With the
oh, well.
Yes. So Where the horses are, her cot fits in one stall perfectly.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's I camped that way for years, and it was very cozy. In fact, one night, my daughter and I had tarped off the trailer, and we actually got hot with the heater running inside the trailer.
I will camp like that at the Holiday Inn. Thank you very much.
There you go. Yeah, well, and you know, she could stay in camp with the horses, and then you could show up the next morning and ride.
Well, that's exactly how it would work. That's
absolutely.
Or I'd be in the truck sleeping, because the truck's very comfortable, actually.
So, right. Well, so there's no overnight or camping or stable checks like in our regular NATRC rides. The judges will come around and judge the trailering. And I mean, and there will still be people to help you if you stayed overnight. I mean, no one's going to let the horses be in danger if they see something inherently wrong. But, you know, they're not going to take points off. Like, you know, I lost a stupid point at a ride not too long ago because my hay bag had drooped too low. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I made a rookie error like that.
They judge your campsite?
They do, but it's usually just, you know, to make sure it's safe for the horse.
Do you get more points for higher end beer or less?
I don't think they check on the beer because usually you don't want that near your horse. So, you know, alcohol is kind of, you know, it's for the riders, not for the horses.
So. Got it.
Yeah. So, and there's no restrictions for hoof or leg protection. Like in regular NATRC rides, you can't use splint boots or bell boots, but you can for this. So if you have a horse that interferes a little bit, you can use boots for that. They're going to place up to 10. Yeah. So you can use your splint boots or your bell boots. They will place up to 10 places. And we're hoping we'll have so many places that, you know, there's another 10 that tried really hard. You know, we'd love to see this class really grow. And you'll accrue 10 miles per ride. So if this is someone either, you know, starting their NATRC career or even ending their NATRC career, you know, like they don't want to ride as far anymore or they have an older horse that can't go as far, then, you know, you still can accumulate some mileage on your total mileage. So...
So they made an easy division for people like me.
Yes. And like we did a little bit of trial on this last year, at the competition that I manage, we had everybody start together. So these folks can still ride with all the other riders and we'll typically assign a mentor or, you know, make sure that people have someone they know they can rely on. And then, they rode the first part of the trail and the way my ride worked out, we had the PNR and then it was really easy to just divert them back to camp. And, some places may start them a little later. Like I think this year, at the same competition, our novice and open will do a loop and then they'll pick up these riders through camp and everybody will finish together. You know, so it just depends on the layout of the trail and if you're looping back through camp. You know, all the rules pretty much apply other than, you know, you can use any boots you want and there's no camping restrictions. Except, as always at NATRC, no electric fences. That's just a hard and fast rule. Yeah.
Well, this is great. I think it's great. It's opening up to more people and getting more people involved in it. And then hopefully they graduate, right? So they do more.
If they want they want, you know, and it's what they would call a destination class. So they don't ever have to leave. I mean, if that's all they ever want to do, that's all they ever have to do. Like in novice, once you place out, you can place out or mileage out of novice.
And you have to move up. Yeah.
Right. But you don't ever have to move up if you don't want to in this class.
Where can they find out more about it?
They can find out more about it at natrc.org.
Natrc.org.
And we still have free memberships for this year for people who have never been members.
Oh, okay. So if you're a first-time member, you get it for free?
Yes. Yes. All right.
Very good. Visit natrc.org. Thanks, Alice, for stopping by again. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Keep in touch.
All right.
See you, Alice.
Bye.
Bye.
So even you could do it.
I know. I was thinking I could, but I still don't think you could.
you're absolutely right. No question about that. No question about that. They're having a drive next month, which if we have time, maybe I'll get over for. They're having a sort of semi-endurance drive in the forest over here in Ocala. And I'm thinking that that might be something I could do. It's short. It's like 10, 15 miles, which Scooter can do. So I don't know. I might go out and try that. I might try it. It's just for fun. not trying to win anything, because Scooter's never, he's never going to win a speed competition. He's the slowest Hackney in history.
Is he really?
Well, when we first start out, he's really zoomy. When we get about halfway through any ride, he figures out we're halfway through and that's it. He's just, you know, most horses on the way back to the barn are really raring to go and want to get home. I gotta, like, Scooter, I'm not carrying you. You have to do the carrying. I cannot
it's
carry
like
you.
It's like endurance riding Thor. You have to push him every step of the way.
It is true. It is true. Now, when we went out for the trail ride with one of our listeners the other day with Marie, and we were out for 2.5 hours, which is a long time for Scooter to be out. He gets behind because those two were walking so fast. They're big horses. So he gets behind. He has to trot to catch up all the time. And that he'll do because he doesn't want to be left behind. So he'll do that enthusiastically until you're on your way home. And then it's like, I don't care how far they get ahead. I am not going. So
are
then
you
I have
serious?
To
That's just so backwards for
I
most
know,
horses.
I know. He's completely backwards that way.
Maybe he doesn't want to go home.
Maybe
he wants to stay
he
out.
He does
and
like
drive.
Adventures. I mean, he likes going out and doing all of this. He's looking at everything. It was so funny. It was so cute because, you know, he is the protector. We talked about the story of him protecting Nigel and kicking a dog when they were attacked one day when Jennifer was out poning him. And he took care of the dog. So he's the protector. And Nigel will hide behind Scooter. If they're out in the field and there's something threatening, Nigel literally runs behind Scooter and stands behind him. So this little tiny pony is the protector. And
that's
the
fun for Jen.
Yes. The other day when we were out with those two, Scooter kept seeing these very scary things by the Florida Horse Park, and he kept looking ahead at them, and you could tell it, the look in his face was, why are you guys not worried about this? Look at all those scary things, and you're not worried about it. And you could tell he was just disappointed that there was no commotion about any of this stuff. He was just going, look, I can handle it, but nobody seems to be worried. Why is this a problem? So it was very funny to watch his face because he's so expressive. Anyway, let's hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and we're going to come back with our next guest, and then we're going to hear all about things said in Oklahoma.
She had waited all her life for this moment, dreaming about it since she was 10 years old. The trailer ramp touched the ground. He whinnied as she backed him out, swinging his head around to get a good look at his new home. His coat gleamed in the sun. Her love had arrived. She was breathless. He was beautiful. She could hardly wait to tack him up and start off on what she was sure would be the best times of her life. This love story is brought to you by Contribute, providing essential omega-3 fatty acids that help maintain low inflammation levels throughout your horse's body. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
Well, we're back here on Horses in the Morning. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And the other day, we had the big boss on of the World Equestrian Center that's being built here in Ocala. And I talked about the fact that there's more and more people coming to Ocala, and there's more and more different kinds of horse things happening, not just eventing and not just dressage and not just the English sports, but a bunch of different Western things and all different kinds of things. Well, one of those things is happening, and I guess it's the first time in a long time we have Melissa Grimes here with us. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Thank you for joining us today. So it's not just Avengers anymore, huh?
Not at all. Absolutely. We've got an incredible group of gated horse breeds that are trail riding and showing all over the state and throughout the Southeast region. And so we're excited to really highlight and showcase all of them.
We do see when we go to the Florida Horse Park to go trail riding. Matter of fact, I think there was a gated show the other day when we were there of some sort. But you are seeing a lot of gated horses around Florida right now. And of course, it is the winter. We're the only ones doing shows and activities right now. So tell us what's coming up. And it's the first time in over 10 years.
For our association, so I'm working with the Rocky Mountain Horse Association. We actually got a sanctioned club started again, but to have a sanctioned show where our breed can actually get points towards their end of year, it's the first time in 10 years. But we didn't want to do it just for us. We wanted to include and feature some of the other breeds as well. We're going to be offering classes, of course, for our amazing Rocky Mountain horses. We'll have Kentucky Mountain horses, as well as Pasadenos, Racking horses, Tennessee Rocking Horses, Spotted Saddle Horses. And so we have a two-day event that is going to feature an incredible charity. And that's really what it's about, for us to have fun with our horses. Obviously, competition is there. We have some trail ride events, some obstacle courses. Of course, that's so fun. And but at the end of the day, our goal is to raise some money for a great charity called Operation 300.
What's Operation 300?
Operation 300 was established soon after 2001. Navy SEAL Aaron Vaughn was unfortunately killed in a helicopter accident through Extortion 17. So I think, you know, he just turned 30 years old. He left behind a very young children, a boy and a girl, and his family just kind of had this like thought process, like, who is going to do what a dad, what Aaron would have done with his kids? Who's going to take them fishing and teach them all about what they need, you know, just the fun stuff and the important stuff that dads do? And so they created, it's a Florida-based charity. It's called Operation 300, kind of outside of the Stuart, Florida area. They produce 6 camps a year where it's all expense paid. The kids of fallen warriors and their mothers are flown in from all over, and they're put up for the week. The moms get a little bit of a spa experience. The kids learn to ride horses, to fish, to boat, sail. I mean, you name it, anything outdoorsy, anything that's going to build character. And they fly in mentors to really spend time with the kids. And so we just recognize that all of our ability to just enjoy our horses and our passions, it all stems from the fact that we live in the United States of America and that there are sacrifices being made on our behalf. And so I think it's really cool. We have every rider is going to be given not just a number card, but they're going to be given a face and a name of a warrior that fell since 2001. So they will ride in honor of these warriors, which is really special and exciting for us. So we're going to feature the breeds. We're going to, obviously it's first time in 10 years, like you mentioned, that we've actually had a sanctioned Rocky Mountain Horse Show. We're going to be camping. We're going to be trail riding. We've got some socializing going on. But at the end of the day, we really want to feature this charity and have some fun doing it.
I was just on their website, operation300.com, and what a cool charity and what a great idea. Kind of thinking outside the box of just let's donate money to the families, right? I like this because it does think outside that box.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a 90-10 charity, which is a huge factor for us. If we're going to give money to charity, I want to know that the money actually goes to where it's going. So 90% of everything that comes through their doors. So at this point, you know, I'm thrilled that you're asking us on. We obviously are actively seeking. We had 4 months to plan this show. And so it's been a whirlwind of obviously trying to cover expenses and get it all underway. It's been a huge feat. But we're excited about how it's coming together. So if anyone sees fit or if anyone wants to look into how they might be able to support this endeavor, we do have a Facebook page. It's Southern States Rocky Mountain Horse Club. Or you can look me up on Facebook as well. It's just Melissa Grimes, and I'm sure one of my photos will have a horse in it.
And there is an event page made. It's Southern States RMH for Rocky Mountain Horse Club Gated Charity Event. And when is it?
It is February 7th through the 9th. The 8th and the 9th is going to be the competition side of it. The 7th is going to be the gathering. We're going to trail ride. We're going to have a potluck, socialize. And things like that. So the 8th and the 9th is going to be, it's a Friday and a Saturday for the competition side of it.
All right, good. And as she said, you can find it there. It's at the Florida Horse Park here in Ocala, Florida. Well, good for you. And good for you for doing this for such a cool charity too.
Absolutely. We're excited to be able to do that. Thank you for hosting the show and asking us to be on.
All right. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you. Have a great day.
So I am on this website, and it's a cool idea. You know, so many times we hear about direct donations to the families and stuff, but then, you know, you and I have talked about it too, being your military family. You know, what happens after? You know, what happens after? The kids need that continued support, and what they really need is they don't need money. They need guidance.
Yeah.
So what a neat thing. Yeah. And it was apparently started by this guy's family, Aaron Carson Vaughn.
Well,
I learned something new I didn't know
today. Learn about. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's very cool. Well, speaking of learning things, if you head on over to ovationwriting.com, they have a blog over there, and one of their latest blog posts, you can find it there, is head injury prevention tips, because we know that Ovation is known for their helmets. We all have Ovation helmets. Jamie has probably 30 different kinds of Ovation helmets there at the barn.
I'm an addict.
But there's a lot of different Ovation helmets that you can get, and this article is really good. They have a really good blog over there. We hardly ever talk about it, but if you go to ovationwriting.com and click on visit the blog, they have articles that relate to fit and style and all that stuff, but also very practical articles about helmets. And this goes through about 10 different things that you really want to make sure about when you're using your helmets. And they're the kind of things we've talked about in the past.
Here's the most important thing you need to know about Ovation helmets, okay? First of all, they're very affordable. So that allows you to dress. There's so many different kinds of helmets and different colors. I mean, you can dress for mood when you're riding an Ovation helmet. You can afford to buy 5 or 6 different ones. You're like, what am I feeling today? Am I feeling like I'm going to go with the electric blue, or do I want a little bling on the front, or I'm going to go standard black? You can dress for mood, which is what I like to do.
Do they have ones that are like suits of armor helmets, like you see the old knights wearing, you know, for that mood?
That tends to make your visibility a little less, so probably they've taken those off the market right now. But, I mean, you could request. I'm sure they make you one.
Ovationriding.com is where you can find all of their terrific products.
Glenn, I have moved to the strangest place on the planet.
You know, we pick on the South, like Tennessee. Everybody picks on the South. There's all these jokes about Mississippi and Tennessee and Alabama. But
so do you know why there's tornadoes in Oklahoma? Because it's like right in the middle of the country, and then everything from the West comes in, and everything from the East comes in, and air comes up from the bottom, and everything kind of swirls around. And that's why there's basically an easy explanation so many tornadoes. Yeah. Yeah. So it's like this smash.
You're
right
in a vortex.
We're in a vortex, which is why there's so many tornadoes. So I find that crazy amalgamation of different things has created a culture here in Oklahoma. There are things that cannot be explained. And there are things that I had to teach Chad. Like, he did not know. And if you drive around Oklahoma, there's so many things I have to visit. There's so much culture that I have to absorb. The Oklahoma is home to the third oldest working light bulb. That's right. It's in a fire station. It's the third oldest working light bulb.
And
what
it's still
that
on?
Tells me, it's still on. And what that tells me is I don't care about that. The fact that there's two that are older. How is that a thing? You know what? Somebody's like,
is there a sign? Please tell me there's a big billboard.
Oh, yeah. It's like a tourist attraction. Oh, okay. And so probably these firemen get up there and be like, let's change it real quick before nobody notices. So I don't know. That's what's amazing. There's the world's largest praying hands. Okay. There's that. There is a giant milk bottle. Just a huge giant milk bottle. I don't know why.
Is it at a dairy farm? Maybe that.
There's the world's largest peanut. Okay. It's on the side of the road. I don't know. It's Oklahoma. And then there's the world's largest totem pole. It used to be the world's largest totem pole, but then somebody made a bigger totem pole. So now they've realized it's the world's largest cement totem pole. Okay. So it's got its own specification. Now, there's one more thing that's in Oklahoma that even Chad didn't know about. I had to tell him it's in Woodward, Oklahoma. Do you know where Woodward, Oklahoma is?
No.
Neither
idea.
Do I.
No.
But if you're driving by, you will see a giant stegosaurus. A giant dinosaur, a stegosaurus, it's an herbivore. And then you're not allowed to climb on the giant stegosaurus because there's a baby stegosaurus right next to it. And you can climb and get your picture taken on the baby stegosaurus, but you can't climb on the big stegosaurus because there's already a statue up there of the baby Jesus. I don't know if you know this, but baby Jesus used to ride stegosaurus because dinosaurs and Jesus lived at the same time.
Is Jesus on the dinosaur?
Yes! There's baby Jesus riding a giant stegosaurus. And did you know that the adult stegosauruses did not get on the ark? I am not making this stuff up. This is all written down at the place on signs. There's signage saying stegosaurus roamed the earth with baby Jesus 5,000 years ago. And
did they realize that baby Jesus was only born 2,000 years ago?
There's no math that's correct in this place. But I do want to point out that the giant stegosaurus with the baby Jesus on it, the reason that we don't have stegosauruses now is because they could only get one baby stegosaurus on the ark.
It didn't fit out the top.
I can't make that up. Okay, now things I have heard since our last adventure. So I'm having a lot of contractors around, and I walked into the barn, and the barn builder's in there, and he's just fantastically Oklahoma. And I said, I walk in, I'm like, oh my God. He goes, what do you think? I was like, oh my God, I love it. And he's just staring at me. I go, what do you think? And he goes, I don't. It don't pay nothing. That was the reaction I had. It was like, what? It don't pay nothing.
His wife, God bless her.
That's the same guy that said you slap Skeeter on your neck, 100 more come to his funeral.
God bless her.
God. Okay. Can't make this up. Oh, I should save that one for last. I don't know. There's so many good things. One that you heard is a contractor, one of them walked into the house yesterday while I was in the midst of making, or turns out burning, kale chips. And I make these kale, and you know, Chad's sitting at the table doing like working on checks.
You gotta do something to kale to make it edible.
So he walks in, and of course my house smells of
the fire alarm's going off.
Garlic kale. And I was beep, like, hey, beep, beep. Can I get you anything? He goes, no, I'm all right. I said, you sure you don't want some kale chips? And he goes, ma'am, kale is what they invented in hell.
It did seem like kale came out of nowhere, didn't it? I mean, kale, was it always a thing? Because it seems like about 10 years ago it became a thing.
10 years ago, they invented it in hell.
In hell. Apparently brought it to Oklahoma so you could burn it.
Okay, and finally.
I bet you they do not taste anything like a good, you know, deep fried potato chip.
I would know because I can't make them without catching them on fire.
You need an air fryer.
Yeah, well, I don't know what that is, but we're going to have to figure it out. By the way, I do find that I say these things to like my in-laws and my sisters-in-laws and all these things.
They don't get it, do they?
They were like, where are you hanging out in Oklahoma? Like we don't hear things like that. And they talk normal and like they're educated and normal and not weird. And I'm like, you guys don't understand, I'm building a barn. Like there's people coming from all over the state.
Yeah, but that's true. Yeah. But where you live, you start to not hear those things because they're just stuff you hear every day.
I guess so.
I lived in Amish country. You know, there were some things that were said that other people come outside and, you know, come in, and we took it for granted, and they're going, well, I have no idea. You know, so, yeah, you lived in the South. I mean, you know, things you hear every day that everybody else thinks is strange.
The problem is, and to wrap it up with this last things I heard in Oklahoma, the problem is I am raising a child in Oklahoma. And I am scared to death of him. It's like a real. Okay.
Look at all the clever sayings he's going to have, like the mosquito one.
Oh, my God. Okay. This will scare you. There's a guy working on our property. And I've got like all these like kids' toys, and I'm trying to, you know, trying to get them out of the house. So I walked up to him. I'm like, hey, this guy's really nice. I'm like, you got any kids? He goes, I say, hey, by the way, he's like my age. Hey, you got any kids? I got 10.
Whoa.
Wait, stop. Stop. You have 10? Well, I started early. And I was like, how old are you? He's like, I'm 41. I was like, oh my God, we are the exact same age. In my head, I didn't say that out loud. And I said, what? He goes, well, and this is with pride. Well, I had 2 kids in high school. And when I graduated, I had 1 more on the way. I had 4 baby mamas. I've got 3 grandkids, but I only been married once. Like that was, he was proud.
His point of pride.
That happened.
Did
Where
you,
am I?
How did you not laugh, by the way?
Oh, no. No, no. Here's my response. You get 10 kids. And he goes, yep. I go, you know how that happens, right? Are you aware?
And you know, he's not the first time he's heard that. That is
how it works. And he was like, yes, ma'am. I ain't even fixed yet. I was like, oh my God, I need to leave. I'm moving out. I am raising a child in this culture. What?
And on that note,
pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. They tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
He was also very proud that he had been married 3 whole years.
Well, and has 5 kids with her. So today we are doing some really bad ads, as we do every Friday. These are ads that listeners submit from either Facebook or Craigslist or someplace. And I have some prizes, but first we have to talk about TackTheDay.com, our terrific sponsor today. If you head on over,
if you have not joined TackTheDay.com, what are you doing? Because let me tell you something. You will thank us.
You want to get on the email list, too, because they send you an email every day of what the products are going to be.
Yes.
And I just got a message from our friend Chantel, who lives there.
She lives there.
She works there. And I don't know exactly what the products are going to be this weekend, because sometimes they get them in last minute and they put it up because they go up at noontime. So you have to check there at noontime every day to see what the product's going to be.
No, they send you an email at noon every day.
Or you can go to the website. Either way. When the product runs out, it runs out. So you have to go right away. And if they might only have 10 in your size, they might have 1 in your size, they might have 100, but you don't know that. You just have to go buy.
And deeply discounted horse things. There's trauma void helmets on there now. There's all sorts of, and then they've got like the main item, and then they've got the secondary item, and then they've got a whole bunch of just stable supplies that are always there. You know, before you go on and you look for your whatever small thing you're looking for, they have them at Tech of the Day too. They have some of everything. They have big items and small items and horse items and rider items. And
well, one of the things I did notice, if you go under Brand of the Week, they have some Ariat Child paddock boots for markdown from $99 to $68. And you very seldom see Ariat stuff marked down. So go take a look if you're looking for some paddock boots for your kids, because who wants to spend $99 on something they're going to outgrow in about 2.5 weeks? So yeah. Go spend $68 and then resell them. So that's that tack.
Because they're Ariats.
Yeah, that's right. You can resell them.
Value.
There's no problem. TackOfTheDay.com is where you'll find that. Our prizes for this month. We give away prizes every month. Your names are put in a hat, and we draw out of that hat at the end of the month, and you have a chance of winning the prizes for every ad you submit. If you read your own ad on a voicemail and send it to us, then you get double the entries, and we have a couple of those today. We have 2 prizes. One is we cleaned the entire freaking house over Christmas break. I mean everything, because of the flea issue. And we had to move everything. We had to get the carpet shampooed. We had to just do everything in the entire house.
Let me get this straight. Are you about to give away presents that fleas have pooped on?
Exactly. There's stuff in my closet that I need to get rid of, so I am sending you all the fleas. So I am going to be sending out a box of crap. However, our house did get fumigated a couple days ago, and I haven't had a flea bite me in 4 days. It's absolutely wonderful. So yes, I am going to give away a box of crap because as I was cleaning, I found more crap and also a book. And I cannot say this word for the life of me. You know, the tape you put on your horses for the muscles and stuff.
Kinesiology.
Thank you.
Yes.
I have a book called Kinesiology Taping for Horses. And if you think that name is hard, you should see the name of the guy who wrote the book. I have no idea how to say the author's name. It is The Complete Guide to Taping for Equine Health, Fitness, and Performance. So this is, and it has a million pictures of how to put the tape. So it's not just describing it. It actually shows you how to put the tape over each muscle group. So this is really cool. If you're into that kind of thing, or if you're competing, this is going to be a good book for you. Jennifer's been wearing the kinesiology tape on her knee instead of a knee brace. And you said it's helped more than knee brace, right? You've liked it.
Yeah, it does something different. So when it's sore and nasty, I've been taping it and it helps. I like the kinesiology tape. I use it a lot.
There we go. Well, now you can learn how to tape your horses with this book as one of the prizes. All right, let's get started. Looks like you're up first.
Well, this is a horse for sale for $700 in Lafayette, Indiana. I have a 9-year-old quarter/buckskin horse, 14-2 hands tall, for sale $700. He has only been broke for the last 4 years. It took him a while. He has been to a guy that broke him for me for 30 days. He has also been to a trainer last summer for 60 days. He taught him to sidestep. He just needs more time being rode, R-O-A-D, than my daughter has. He still needs to be rode, R-O-A-D, at least 4 or 5 days a week. He's a little skittish around new things at first. He will stand for farrier, bath, and loads. We'll also trade for a well-broke horse that she can get on and ride her when she has time.
Again, we're trading the not-so-broke one for the well-broke one.
Of course. Yeah. And
I gave you this ad because I know you hate the term broke, and he only said it about 85 times. So I gave it
to you.
He's
just not broke. We got to break him.
And I love that after 60 days, he came back sidestepping, but apparently not being able to ride in any other way.
He ain't broke.
But he can sidestep.
He got a brain.
All right. Linda sent this one in. Linda's in Colorado, actually, and I'm going out there on Sunday.
Hi, this is Linda with a really bad ad that I think must have been dictated by someone who was talking in his sleep. Horse, Roosevelt, Utah, $550. Excellent, well-broke, registered 12-year-old mare, has been packed and well-used, little use last 2 years, looking for registration papers with American Quarter Horse Association. This horse rides well in trail rides and in general, best use for experienced riders, although she has been rode by preteen girl and used for hunting packing, The horse has had a recent injury to left front knee, Will consider offers note price reduction for as is where is price, space, Not sure if knee is a permanent condition.
Huh?
That is all.
Do what?
He broke his knee, but we're not sure if it's permanent.
That was a bad ad.
Yep,
good job.
That's a bad
good
ad.
Good job, Linda.
Beth sent this one. It's very short. Hamster cage, $15. Price is negotiable. Will trade for hamster, rat food, or bedding. Or for horse tack.
That's why it's in the horse section.
So how much horse tack are you going to get for $15, by the way?
Yeah. I've got some old polo.
I will trade you this one bell boot for your hamster cage.
That's right.
You know what? Just keep the bell boot. I don't even need the cage. Mary sent the next one in. 3-year-old pony. Okay. This is the title of a Craigslist ad, and it says 3-year-old pony must read Williston.
That's near us. Yep.
Is it in Florida?
Yep. Near us. Yeah.
Trissy. Oh, this one is for you, Glenn, because you can buy this if it's in your neighborhood. Trissy is a 3-year-old Hackney Welsh pony. She is around 11.5 hands and should get about 13.5. If you're looking for a wild, spunky pony, this is it. I'm going to be honest about this horse. She is not broke. She bites. And she's a food hog, and she'll knock you down to get to the feed trough. Trissy needs someone who knows how to train horses.
And that ain't me.
She has a beautiful gait, and she'd make someone a real good cart pony or jumper pony. She's very nosy and wants to be center of attention, and she needs someone to take time with her. Period space. If you don't know what you're doing, she'll probably hurt you. She needs her hooves done. She used to be halter broke, and she has no cog, and she's been to pasture pets and never needed one. And I will not put her... Wait, this is all one sentence. She needs her hooves done. She used to be halter broke, and she has no cog, and she's been to pasture pets and never needed one, and I will not pull one. That's why I'm offering her a trade only. She loves other horses, and she's currently pastured with two Coggins negative geldings. I need to get rid of her. She's just costing me money. I only want to trade. Let me know what you have. I am interested in a 16-inch saddle, round pen panels, but I am also open to a lot of different things. You just need to let me know what you have.
Sounds like a case of beer to take care of it.
Dear God, get this thing off my property. I'll take just about nothing.
Good Lord. Can you imagine this half Hackney pony out with my Hackney pony who has a lot of the same characteristics? Yeah.
Be like, so do you remember in the movie? It was like, hey, come with me. I want to show you where my dad keeps his gun. It's going to be following this little filly around. Come on, let's get in some trouble.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't know. It's a trailer sent in by Carrie. A two-horse trailer needs a new hitch. A two-horse trailer needs a new hitch. Great runaround trailer with some fixing up. Needs to go this week. Located in Wake Forest. I have never seen anything like this before. I wish I had pictures of the inside. I don't know how to describe it.
Is it a one horse trailer?
I don't know.
Two horse trailer.
I think they're front to back.
Front to back. Yes. So it's like one of those really skinny ones, but they've got it on the axles of a flatbed.
It looks like almost a hay wagon kind of situation.
Looks like a hay wagon with a horse trailer.
It's just bizarre.
You know what? You can take your hay with you when you travel.
Well, there is, because half of it's flatbed on the left side, and then the other half's horse trailer. And it's
how
silver.
Is this thing not flip over?
I don't know, because the way the axles are, it would flip over. You could go down the road with this thing.
You got two horses on the right side and enough flatbed on the left side.
It's four wheels with the turning axle in the very front. Have you ever driven a hay wagon, Jamie, down a road with a tractor?
No.
At any speed? Do you know what happens to the hay wagon that has this exact same wheel set up when you're going more than 25 miles an hour?
Does it turn over?
It starts to go wibbly wobbly all over the road. It's very fun. Very fun.
I don't understand what I'm looking at, I have questions. Jennifer, so post this on our Horses in the Morning Facebook page.
Jennifer, please do that. Post it on Horses in the Morning and ask if anybody's ever owned one of these. We want to know. We want to talk to them.
Nobody's ever seen one. And yes. Do not use the trailers as a show note pictures. It makes us look like homeless people when it just goes out on Facebook.
It does.
All right. Next one is 2 dozen free goats.
Free. That's a lot of goats.
That's a lot of goats. Oh, God. 2 dozen free goats. I have 2 dozen goats I need to get rid of. I had no idea raising goats would be this hard. These little SOBs keep eating all my wife's flowers and climbing on our cars. The guy who sold them to me said they would be fine loose on the property to eat the brush and tall grass, but didn't say anything about them climbing on cars.
Wasn't in the ad.
And then they crap everywhere. Like, there is not a safe place to put a foot around here. The first person to get these damn goats out of here can have them.
I did notice when we were at Wendy's house over the holidays, she has one goat and they do crap everywhere. Yeah, you do have to watch where you, and there's little pellets. They do the little pellets.
So one of the things, I always say that if I brought home another horse, Chad would be fine. But if I brought home a cat or a goat, I would get a divorce.
Oh, you would.
So here's the thing. It was the reason we don't like goats, or Chad won't let me have goats, is because we had a neighbor with a goat and it would jump up onto the back of his pickup truck and then jump up onto the roof of the pickup truck and stand up to eat the tree, the bottom of the tree.
Yeah, and it's really not good for your paint job on your pickup
truck. It's not healthy. And it's not like you can train, but get off that right now.
Yeah, I don't know if gentling works on goats. I really don't.
Hey.
Jody sent this one
Come
in.
On
for sale, horse, 3 round bales of hay, tack, and more for $2,500. Horse, $1,000, pickup only. Angel Girl is a good horse that is somewhat easy to ride. She can be stubborn at times and knows just about every trick in the book to pull on you, so you won't ride her. But once you show her who's boss, she's a very smooth ride. Yes. This is the kind of horse everybody wants for $1,000. I have used her for trail riding, and until she gets used to the area, she can be a bit spooky. No kidding. And will still spook after she gets used to you. She
Hold
is.
On. You've got to read this like it's written, because you're adding punctuation, and there is none.
Oh, okay. I have used her for trail riding. Until she gets used to the area, she can be a bit spooky easily and will still spook a little, all one word, after she gets used to you. Space, period.
Use. Yeah, use.
Used to you. USE. Used to you. She is 12 years old and has her shots and wormed. I was told she was a Tennessee Walker, but I had to have the vet look at her, and they said she looked to be a mix between a walker and a paint. She has one almost blue eye. Not quite, but almost.
Almost.
I do not have enough room for her, and I have started to travel a lot, so I don't have time for her. Once she gets to trust you, she's a very sweet horse.
How do you know?
Yes, I know. But she hasn't been rode in a while because I travel a lot. I think we mentioned that before. But when I was riding her, she was a good ride. I trained her at one to where... Wait a minute. I trained her at one to where all I have to do is stand in the field and point which way I wanted her to go.
Wow.
She is very teachable if you have time to work with her. Please text me, blah, blah, blah. If you have any intentions to make me an offer or buy, I would answer any questions needed. I am looking for a good home because she is a good horse.
Sure.
Whoa, this lady talks a lot. So here we have an unbroke, really crazy horse that you can buy for $1,000, and it's going to be very sweet right after you've made your 12 hospital visits to the ER.
Oh, but her name is Angel Girl.
This is one where they don't live up to the name.
Yeah.
Devil
Jennifer
child.
Sent this one in. This is not Jen, your wife. Horse thingy / blanket question mark. Oh, that's in Austell. That's in Georgia. Austell, Georgia. It's some sort of horse-related blanket / pad. Good condition. If you buy this, you have to tell me what it is.
I don't know. We have a picture of it. We're looking at it. Is it a stall guard?
No.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
It's rectangular with grommets in each end. It's red, but it has Velcro in the middle, and it's sitting on a grill like he's getting ready to cook it. Did you notice that?
I didn't know what that was. This is not a horse thing.
I don't think it is.
It's just not.
It looks like a cover for something. I don't know. Alicia sent this one in, and this made the rounds. It actually got hit. I've seen it 100 times. Have you seen it?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. It's North Georgia Equine Tack Exchange. It's a very short ad. It says, Minnie Dexter, she is bred. $1,500 takes her. And Minnie Dexter is a black cow. Looks like a Black Angus cow.
Oh,
and
it's
so cute. And it has a big Wintec Western saddle on it. Now, it doesn't say whether the cow actually rides. It just might be standing there with a Western saddle on it. We don't know because the ad didn't say. But it is a Mini Dexter, and she is bred. and you might be able to ride her. I don't know.
She is bred.
She is bred.
I can tell you too what, but so the next one was
Let me explain this one. This actually is read by Lisa.
Lisa's, and by the way, thanks also to Mary and Joy for submitting ads.
And apparently a couple other people that I accidentally deleted, so I apologize. Lisa from New Zealand took us up on our challenge to read a really long ad she sent in a while back. Do you remember Lisa sent us an ad that you read? And we said, God, this would be so much better if it was in Lisa's accent. Well, Lisa sent this one in. Now, we apparently have to wait till the end because it's hilarious.
So, and it also says that she said she would get, I apparently said she would get 1,000 entries into the prize, which means you would be sending a giant box of crap to New Zealand. So,
full of fleas.
It's on you.
We're going to send them, they would get stopped at the border because of the fleas. They won't allow them in. All right, here we go.
Hi, guys. It's Lisa from New Zealand. I don't know if you remember, but last year...
All right. I am not going to play this one because you can't hear it. It's in one ear. We have to do... We're going to play it next week because we have to run it through a thing. You couldn't hear it, could you?
Oh, no. Yeah. I heard
it's,
like a little...
It's only on
thing.
The right side. So we get these ads occasionally. I don't know what they record them on, but we have to actually fix those before we play them or you can't hear them. So yeah. We'll fix that for next week. We'll play Nisa's next week. No problem.
Maybe you'll... go ahead and give the big giant box away before you play it. And then she gets 1,000 entries.
Lisa,
into, like,
we're playing your ad in 3 weeks. It's going to take us that long to mix it down and get it converted.
Yeah.
It's at least going to be 3 weeks before we play your ad. Well, thank you for sending it anyway. We will get it up for next week so you can all hear her wonderful New Zealand accent. That's it for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back again on Monday. Actually, Jennifer and Jamie will be here on Monday. I'll be in Denver at the WESA show, at the trade show out there. So I will be in the snow. Apparently, it's supposed to get snow today.
Cool.
So I will see snow for the first time this year. And that's it. We'll talk to you all next week.
I'm going to go take care of nothing at my house because there's a giant hole of poo.
You have to call the septic guy to come out. Oh, he's going to have some good quotes. The septic guy in Oklahoma?
Oh, yes.
You've got to ask him 1,000. Do an interview with him. Do an interview with the septic guy from Oklahoma. Oh,
I can't do it.
You have to.
I have to tell people what I do for a living. I don't want anybody
to know.
It'll
end up on the best of list. An Oklahoma septic guy? Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. Okay, fine.